by faith and not by sight. Bible says in Hebrews 11, Moses did not fear the wrath of the king, but he endured as seeing him who is invisible. His eyes were on him that he could not see, more than on the wrath of the Pharaoh. And if we're not careful, we can be so governed by fear. And fear will rob you of your faith. Fear will kill your faith. And God says, hey, faith in me is stronger than fear. Faith in God is stronger than fear. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Regardless of what comes our way, faith in God can overcome everything and anything. There is nothing too hard for Him. There is nothing too hard for Him. Faith in God. The reason I'm saying that, because there is a spirit in our society that's trying to water down everything in conjunction with faith in God and the truth and righteousness. I mean, it is a paramount influence in our society, and it even creeps into the church and wants to water down faith in God, water down truth, water down righteousness. But as the elder said last night, we've got to stand up and be counted on the premise of that word and the power of the Holy Ghost that resides within us. God is looking for those kind of people in this hour. Amen. 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 Let's stand and worship Him together with all the energy we have, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Everybody in the house, stand and worship Him tonight. Oh God, and we do so with gladness and thanksgiving. Lord, and thank you for the privilege of having faith in God. Oh my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the Elder Pilot brought us a timely message last night. My. I appreciated the word of the Lord and the truth that He brought to us last night. Praise God. I'm so glad He's here. I'm so glad He's in our home. Amen. It's just good to have Him here. And we want Him to come and take His liberty and preach. And let's open our hearts. Let's put our hackles down. Let's put our shields away. Let's pull our walls of resistance down, just tear them down, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and let the word of the Lord be preached to us. That's the only way we ever get anything from God, is when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And the Bible says He will lift us up. But if we sit like this in our spirit, you'll never get a thing from God. You won't get anything from God. No. God bless the Elder Sterling Pilot, Bessemer, Alabama. 29 years pastor, began 6 churches, has preached all over these United States. He has preached all over these United States, in little churches, in big churches, and he's being called on all the time to preach. And I think that speaks well of this man. God bless Elder Pilot as he comes to break the bread of life tonight.
And God bless Brother Keith. Amen. And God bless all of you wonderful people. Amen. Aren't you glad you have the opportunity to be here tonight? Amen. I'm glad that God called me out of sin. A lot of people get saved from religion. I'm glad I didn't have to wade through all denominational beliefs there is today to get salvation. I'm glad God gave me a shortcut. I came right out of sin into nothing but truth. I didn't have to unlearn anything. All I had to give God was an empty mind and let Him fill it with truth. Amen. There wasn't anything in there to forget except the ways of sin. And those who have gone through every denomination there is to get the truth have a hard time sometimes giving up tradition and giving up denominations. They have a difficult time getting away from it. But this book's right. There may be times when I'm wrong, but this book's never wrong. As long as I stay with that book, I'm right. A fellow told me one time, he said, "Brother Pilots, you're wrong." I said, "No, the Bible's wrong. If anything's wrong, it's the Bible." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I'm going by the Bible. And if anything's wrong, it ain't me, it's the Bible." He said, "Well, that book's right." I said, "Then I'm right." Well, praise God. Brother Darrell, do you have a Strong's Concordance close by? I feel Holy Ghost inspiration. I'm going to meddle a little bit. Would you get it? Hurry. That is one fine young man. Amen. And that's not implying these other brethren are not fine young men. I'm just emphasizing. Brother Darrell seems to just be an outstanding young man. I know Brother King's happy he's married to his daughter. I think if I had a daughter, I'd want her to be married to somebody like Brother Darrell Sparks. Amen. I sure wouldn't want my daughter to be married to some of the dingbats I've met. If she was, I believe I'd give her a writing of divorcement. Or just shoot him and get him out of the misery one. Do something. You may be seated. I'm going to do something tonight. Our good pastor's been sick all day. He hasn't complained. You may be seated, all of you. Well, everybody is seated. Your seats are so high. I'm going to let you use it, Brother Darrell. I want you to look me up a word. Elders, as it appears in James chapter 5, verse 15. It's a plural. I love this book called the Bible. And I love our good pastor. I consider Brother Barry King to be one of my very closest friends. And you know, you don't really have many true friends in a lifetime. A lot of people say you only have one. If you have one true friend in a lifetime, you're wealthy. If that be the case, I am a multimillionaire because I have several real good friends, and I consider Brother King to be among the very top. I talk to him on occasions, not as much as I'd like to, but when I'm home, I feel inspired to call him. I call him, just chat with him a little bit. And he can write the prettiest letters of anybody I have ever met in my life. I can barely write where you can read it, let alone phrase it real pretty when I do write. When I'm writing letters, I take shortcuts. You know, I just get to the point. But each time Brother King sends me a letter, I read it several times, and then I keep it. You know, well, those are treasures to get words like that from men that are anointed of God. And I'm glad to have him as my friend. But I'm sorry that he's been sick today. He's going to be teaching on divine healing tomorrow, he and some of the others. And it's grievous in this hour that we're living in, with healing being available to us, that we don't have more healing. And I don't believe it's because we're that dependent on doctors and medicine. If you're not healed, you surely are going to do something to get better. Nobody likes to suffer. I really don't. And when I hurt, I let everybody know I'm hurting. I am not one bit ashamed to share my pain and suffering with somebody else. I'm not. I let folks know I'm sick. I told the bishop today, when I get to feeling puny, I put on my pajamas and go to bed and stay there till I get feeling better. And one of my boys happens to come by and say, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I'm sick. Leave me alone." Just leave me alone. I'm sick. Feel sorry for me. Pity me, but don't bother me. Well, praise God. Have you found that word for me, Brother Sparks?
Yes, sir.
Have you found the definition for it?
Yes, I believe it's right. Old, as male, and seen.
In James, the 5th chapter. That's verse 15, isn't it? 14. I believe it's 15. Verse 14 says, any among you afflicted? Read it, Pastor.
Is any sick among you?
Is any sick among you?
Let him call for the elders.
Let him call for the elders, and that's plural. Now, I want to point out something. It didn't say call them. It said call for. There's a big difference in calling and calling for. When anyone is sick, they have an absolute obligation, if they want to receive healing, to be obedient to the Word of God. We don't meddle with baptism. If we want a person's sins to be remitted, we baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the express purpose of remission of sins. And we don't fool with that in any shape, form, or fashion, because we want their sins remitted. Why are we not that contending for healing? Why have we, over the years, fallen into a syndrome and gotten into a practice that's totally unscriptural? If we're not going to do it like the Bible, then why do it at all? Why waste time? Now, the Word of God didn't say call the pastor. It said call for the elders of the church. And Brother Darrell Sparks have read you that definition of the word elders, and it does not mean ministers. We have always understood that to mean we are to call the poor old pastor who's already overloaded. He's like a donkey that's carrying a camel's load. Well, you can overload a horse. Hey, I'm just pointing out some scriptural fact now. We say we believe the Word of God. Well, I'm taking us to task on it. I am persuaded that number one reason we don't have any more healings than we do is we don't do it the Bible way. We call, but we don't call for. Well, I don't want to bother anybody. That's neither here nor there. The Bible didn't say call for them if it won't bother them. Whoever is called ought to be willing to be obedient to the Word of God and be responsive to the Word of God and have a burden to see the Word of God fulfilled in the life of a sick brother or sister. Why did the Word of God say elders and not elder? I believe I have the answer for it. God said, "My glory, His glory, He would not give to another." I don't like one man shows in the work of God. The work of God is not a kingdom for an individual. The work of God is exactly what it is called. It is the kingdom of God. It's not our kingdom. It's His kingdom. And we're all servants in that kingdom. We are servants to Him. And I am persuaded the reason He said elders is when someone is healed, He doesn't want any one individual taking credit for that person being healed. He doesn't want someone becoming a braggart saying, "I prayed for so-and-so, and the Lord raised them up." When more than one goes, we never know who touched God. Well, praise God. God does not want us robbing Him of the glory that He only deserves. None of us have healing power. None of us have the ability to heal anything. We may make some folks sick, but we sure can't heal nobody. We may make some people hurt, but we can't take away pain. And I thought today, it's sad that this good man that has spent his life in the ministry, him and his wife have given their life, and here he is sick. And the stripes on the back of our Savior were taken by Him for our healing. We don't have to wait for the healing to be purchased. It's already been purchased. The price has been paid. But then He put into order a system. And if we go by that system, I believe it will work. You see, we can't say it won't because we haven't tried it the Bible way. We've always called for the pastor that I've already mentioned is way overloaded now. If he studies and fasts and prays for a message from service to service, he's got all he can handle. Hey, it takes a long time to put together a good meal. There's not a woman in this house that can throw together a good nourishing meal in 30 minutes. You can't hardly reheat stuff in a microwave that fast. You can't set the table and get leftovers ready in that length of time. It takes time. I cook at home. Since my wife went to be with the Lord, I do all the cooking. Sometimes I start at 10 o'clock in the morning and don't get finished until 3 in the afternoon. Because you got to clean up all the mess you make getting ready to cook. I didn't know it took so many pots and pans to cook a meal. I didn't know how much stuff boils out on the stove and how much is still on the floor and everything else. I didn't know you got that stuff from your hands to your ankles getting a meal cooked. I didn't realize how messy it was till I started cooking. But sometimes it takes several hours to put together a good meal for the family. And it takes hours to put together a good spiritual meal for a multitude of people with various appetites. And when you're trying to put together a meal to feed somebody that's not even hungry, you really got a job on your hands. Well, praise God. And pastors today are having to feed people that's not really hungry yet. They've heard so much good preaching till they, if it's not really spectacular, they say, "Oh, well, it was all right, but I think I'll stay home the next service." I mean, you have to have something spectacular to get them to come back anymore. Because we're not hungry for God's Word. We hear the best preaching there is in the world. I'm telling you, I hear excellent preaching. All of the preachers I hear, they're excellent preachers. I get to hear one in the morning. You hear him all the time. That's some reason most of you are just a bunch of spoiled brats. Oh, Lord. And Brother Keene puts effort, and he puts time into what he brings you. It ain't just something he threw together haphazardly. It isn't something that he just thought up and said, well, maybe this will do. But he conscientiously takes time because he wants you to be fed. He wants you to grow spiritually. He wants you to grow in the Word of the Lord. And he can't be doing all of this and doing all of that and minding the cares of the church. And when you have a siege of sickness like you got now, as big as this city is, I'm telling you, you could almost dismiss service and he still wouldn't get through. So the Bible put in a plan that would free the ministry for the Word of the Lord, and he put into his divine plan a plan that will work. And it won't cause people to get the big head and think they're super spiritual just because they were with a group and they went and prayed for somebody and they got healed. It doesn't mean anybody's super spiritual. It means that God honors his word. God honors his word. If the bishop decides to ordain some elders in this church, it doesn't mean they're any more spiritual than anybody else. It just simply means when these men obey the word of God, that God will honor his word. And that's what it's all about. Well, I don't have any confidence in that man. Fully on that. Who cares what you have confidence in? Have you got confidence in God? Have you got confidence in God? Woo! Stand up and love God a little bit. I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, have mercy. Aramo Koran Dasata Yitala Babahaka Sandaramaro Koto Shatara Baranda Yila Babahai. Hallelujah. Woo. You may be seated. Any sick among you, let him call for. Let me see if I can illustrate that exactly like it is. You make a call to the location of one of the elders and say, elders, I'm sick. Come pray for me. That's calling for. It don't mean pray over the telephone. Well, pray. Well, we're trying to microwave even the work of God. And God didn't make any conveniences in this plan. And when there are several elders, whichever one's called in calls the others, and they all go. Everybody gets out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hypothetically speaking, if this good brother was an elder, ordained as an elder, the bishop had appointed him as one of the elders of this church, and I've got scripture for this. Before I go any further, let's look at the book of Titus, chapter 1, and let me see, my memory tells me, verse 5. I think I'm right. I may be wrong. I was wrong one time, but I thought I was right. Let's look at this. Read that for us, good bishop.
For this cause, let thy
for this call, for this reason, I left thee in Crete. That you should set in order the things that are necessary and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. Now that's just as much Bible truth as Acts 2:38. And it simply means that who is ever is considered to be an elder in the church by the presiding bishop. And this is the presiding bishop. That means if there's 12, all 12 of them ought to go, if at all possible. Well, praise God. You see, we get the cart before the horse, and sometimes we hadn't even got the horse and the cart together. We get the cart out and get the horse out, but we've got them miles apart. I am fully persuaded that we don't get Bible results because we don't do it a Bible way. He didn't put it in here just so it would give us a little outline to go by. He gave us this prescription so we could fill it like it has been prescribed. Well, praise God. Well, praise God. And I'll guarantee you that when it's done a Bible way, you'll get Bible results. I taught along this lines over in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago. And that pastor ordained 11 elders on the last Sunday morning I was there. I called him a few days before I came out here. I want to say it was on Thursday. I may be wrong. And that pastor, Brother Dwayne Lowe, pastor of the United Pentecostal Church in Universal City, Texas. Been there 7 years, runs about 200. And this is what he told me. He said, Brother Pilate, miracles are taking place. One of our ladies was tending to a sick person who had not walked in a year and a half. And she became sick. And this lady asked her, would you like me to call the elders of our church to come pray over you and anoint you with oil? And she said, I would. That lady called one of the elders, and 7 of the 11 were available. They went to that lady's house, prayed over her, and then anointed her with oil. And the pastor said she got up and walked for the first time in a year and a half. All because God will honor His Word. God will honor His Word. And then he said, we've had a siege of the flu. Something like this crud, Sister King calls it. I could think of a worse name, but it would be, you wouldn't like for me to say it in church. It wouldn't be ugly, but it wouldn't sound good. He said, people had the flu. And they begin to call for those elders according to the Word of God. And they were going into homes, and those people were instantly being delivered from the flu. They get out of their beds well, because God honors His Word. Give them a big old hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil will use every conceivable plan to deviate us from the plan that God has ordained. If the devil can get us to deviate from us just a little bit, that makes him happy. And one of our number one reasons is because we've always said, call the pastor. But that's not what the Bible said, and I've got the book on you. Well, praise God. I got the book on it. And people will say, well, the reason I don't want to call for him, I don't want to inconvenience him. He's got too much to do now. Compassion. But we wouldn't need that compassion if we were doing it a Bible way to start with. Because most of the time, the elders are not that busy anyway. And besides all of that, God has implemented a plan that gets the body involved in the healing of the body. And you know, we're so fast with that oil bottle. Man, I don't know what it is about that oil bottle. We like to use that. Not a grease fitting on anybody, but we like to grease folks up. If you look at the scripture, we don't even anoint right. The Bible said, let them call for the elders of the church. When the elders arrive, the scripture then said, they shall pray over them. A prayer meeting is to be executed before the oil bottles to be unstopped. Well, that's what the Word said. I'm just going by the... Is that the order it's in the book, Bishop? But we grease up foreheads before we ever pray. I am persuaded the order the Bible put it in is the way it ought to be done. Pray over them. Talk to the Lord about the condition of that individual that's lying there. After a prayer meeting has been executed, then uncork the oil bottle. And anoint them with oil. And then we are in a state of prayer. Once the oil has been applied, we've prayed over them. Their condition has been talked to the Lord about, and now the prayer of faith can be executed following the anointing of the oil, and the Word of God said, and the Lord would raise them up. Now that's Bible. And if we do it the Bible way, we ought to get Bible results. I have been a contender all of my ministry. When anybody says they have repented and they have been baptized in Jesus' name, if they don't receive the Holy Ghost, that's a good sign there's no full repentance. Because the Bible said they shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They shall do it. And sometimes it's 6 months or a year after they've been baptized before they ever complete a work of repentance. If they have truly turned their life over to God and they have truly consecrated themselves to repentance. They have left the sinning game. When they have their sins remitted in Jesus' name, they ought to rise out of that water with the Holy Ghost speaking with them with their tongue in another language. That ought to be the way it happened. I'm telling you now, the way it's been going the last few years just is not biblical. Whew, let's praise God. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. I am fully persuaded from the way The Apostle Paul wrote to Titus that there ought to be ordained elders in every church. Well, that's what he said. They ought to be men that have been appointed by the bishop who is presiding over that congregation. And I've already told you that Brother King is the presiding bishop of this assembly. He has God-given authority to choose men from this congregation and ordain them in your presence as elders representing this congregation. Their names can be put in order, ways to contact them, and when you are sick at home, you ought to call for them, and they ought to be willing to commit to that calling, and they ought to be willing to get out of their bed at any time of the day or night, rain or shine, cold or hot, get out of their bed and go to that sick person because that's part of the body, and they have been called to that end, they have been ordained to that, they have been anointed to that, and God will honor their going. God always honors His Word. Woo! Let's stand up and praise Him a little more. God, I love You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please don't misunderstand my next statement. Be seated, please. I am thoroughly persuaded by the Word of God. As sick as our pastor has been the last few days, he apparently has had a relapse of what he already had. It don't make me feel good to see anybody sick. But if this church had ordained elders, this good man could get on the telephone and call one of those elders and say, "Brother, I am sick. Bring the elders." Because it works for preachers just like it works for saints. Well, praise, I'm telling you, God put a plan in order. When I'm sick, I want anybody that can pray to pray for me. When I was in the hospital, a Baptist preacher come to see me. One of my boys said, "Dad, did it offend you for that man to come?" I said, "Heavens no. I want everybody to pray for me. Get a Catholic priest. Get anybody that can pray. I want to get well." Dear God, I don't care who touches God for me. Just get me up off my back and get me well. That's all I'm interested in. Well, hallelujah. Woo! Shaka yotaramam. Somebody shout a little bit. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We need to stand up and shout a little bit. Well, hallelujah. Lord, help me. Bishop, am I preaching the word?
You're doing good.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. This good man could ordain 15 elders from this congregation. And chances are there'd be four or five of them that somebody in the congregation didn't like. Because we've got so much dissension in the body today. And brother, that ought not to be. I said, that ought not to be. God gave plans to rectify every problem between brothers in the body. There ought not ever be a conflict between brothers because God has put into force a plan to rectify problems. And if just one of them will obey the word of God, you can solve the problem. But if our good bishop chose men in this building and said, we are going to ordain these men elders, that ought to settle it in your mind. Your personal attitude, your personality conflicts ought to be thrown out the window and cast into oblivion. And you ought to honor those men that your bishop has honored, because it is not them that's going to heal you. It is obedience to God's divine word that's going to bring a healing to your body. It's obedience to God's word that's going to bring deliverance to you. It's obedience to God's word that's going to get you off of your bed of a sickness. It's obedience to God's word. It's not the men. It's obedience to God. And it's the God of glory. Hallelujah. And God be the glory. To God be the glory. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am sick and tired of hearing men try to take glory for something that God has done. Hallelujah. Strut around like peacocks, like they're the only pea in the pod, and we don't even know if they're even in the garden, let alone in the pod. Just because God cares and God does the work. To God be the glory. We can't take any of His glory for anything that's done. You can't take glory for this building, even though you make the payments on it. If God had not blessed you as the way you went along, it would never be here. To this building, to these furnishings, to everything. To God be the glory. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the honor. To God be the praise. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. How many of you, if the bishop of this assembly decided he was going to ordain elders so he could implement James 5:14. How many of you, when you get sick, would honor the word of God and call for the elders to come and pray for you? How many of you would do it? Amen. Lift up your hand. Because it only works when everybody lives by it. It will not work if you will not call them. Well, I don't have any confidence in one of them. Would you just please put your personal feelings aside? If Brother King has confidence, God's going to honor His word. God is not honoring men. He's honoring His word. He's just honoring His word. But He's not obligated to do what we ask Him to do if we don't do what He said do. Oh, praise God. You know, we get hung up on personalities. Did you know that's the main reason people go from one church to the other? Is they get crossed with a personality? And they get attracted to another personality. They're personality seekers. That individual over there may be younger. He's a little more handsome. And he may have a little more finesse. He may not be as straightforward. But the personality has a drawing effect. I don't care if a preacher's as ugly as homemade sin. If he's preaching truth, stay with somebody that's preaching the word. Stay with a church that's upholding truth. Stay with a church that's walking in the precepts of God's word. Forget about personalities. Hallelujah. Forget about personalities. Forget about whether or not he can sing. Forget about whether or not his wife is talented. Stay with somebody that preaches the word, that preaches the truth, that stands for it. Hallelujah. Whoa. Glory to God. Shout it out of there. Whoa. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, let's stand and praise God. Woo! Lord, help us, Jesus. Lord, help us, Jesus. How wonderful you are, Lord. Woo! Lay your hand over on the person next to you and just begin to pray for them. Praise God in Jesus' name. Wonderful God. Holy Heavenly Father. Holy God of eternity. Lay your hand on this bishop of the assembly called a palace of praise. God, let divine healing fall on his body. God, let him be totally recovered from this by morning. Oh, God, give him strength. Heal his wife, God. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise God. I feel like the Holy Ghost witnessed to me that God allows sicknesses to linger in congregations, just looking down saying, when is my people going to get their act together and learn how to do things like I told them to do it? I have already paid for their healing. I want to heal them. And if they've committed any sin, when those elders go pray over them and anoint them with oil and then pray the prayer of faith, I will forgive their sins. That's what the Word said. I'm telling you, this act of obedience to the Word of God not only brings healing, it brings forgiveness for sins. I'm telling you, there is a lot in calling for the elders of the church. I know it may not be a popular teaching, but it's still Bible. And if they ordained elders in every city back then, why would it be out of date now? We say nothing else is out of date. We say our message is right up to date, and this is part of the message. Well, praise God. Hey, the more I talk about this plan, the better I like it. You see, the reason we don't have healing is we've been calling for the wrong people. The Word of God told him to feed the flock. While he's busy cooking, let somebody else be doing the praying for the sick. Well, since God ordained it that way, what's wrong? Oh, I just now got a little thought run through my mind. You're one of them that likes the attention of the pastor. You need a good spanking. That's what you need. You're one of them that just likes the attention of the pastor. You just like to feel his hand touch you. Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, Lord. I'm doing good now. It sure don't take much to knock shout out of you folks, I tell you that. There was a fellow told me one time, him and his wife, and they said, "Brother Collins, you can be sworn that one of the sweetest preachers we've ever heard 1 minute, and be as mean as a junkyard dog the next minute." I'm not being mean, I'm being honest. Because, brother, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, there are people that just want attention. They're just like a Labrador dog. An old lab will just stand in the door and won't move just so he can get patted on the head. Fellow was walking a beautiful lab. Met a friend that had another one. He said, "Man, that's a pretty dog you got." He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "I'm proud of this dog." He said, "What do you feed him?" He said, "Turnip greens." He said, "Man, my lab won't eat turnip greens." He said, "Mine wouldn't either the first 30 days. And there's some saints that are just like a Labrador retriever. They just wanted to be patted on the head. They just want to have their paws rubbed. They just want to be told, "I love you. You're a good dog." Hallelujah. Well, praise God. But let's forget about personalities. Let's forget about traditions. And let's go back to this old landmark. God didn't allow that anointed man, James, to put this in the Holy Scripture to be ignored. We have misused it and we haven't done it the right way, but it's still in there. I've done my very best tonight to portray it as it is in the Word of God. I don't think I've missed it, because when that pastor in San Antonio put it to practice, he began to get Bible results. They've had more miracles in the last 2 weeks than they've had in the last year put together, because they have implemented the Word. The Word works. All we have to do is find out how we are to implement it. Everybody stand and love God again as our wonderful bishop comes to the podium. God love our bishop. God bless the pastor of this assembly. God bless his servant in Beaverton, Oregon. God bless you, my pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you. Love you.
The Word of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. The Word of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. The Word of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It will make you walk upright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It will make you walk upright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It will make you walk upright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, the Word of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. The Word of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. The Word word of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, it will make you walk upright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It will make you walk upright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It'll make you walk upright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, the word of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. The God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Of God. I'm going to ask these brethren to anoint me and pray for me. Amen. I don't like being sick. Nobody else likes being sick. And again, we've got a plague of it among us. We didn't even call concerning the church household. They've been battling this for weeks. And let me say this. It's so interesting, Elder. Because people don't call for prayer.
Nope.
Just don't call for prayer. You know what that says? We don't believe the Word of God. We don't believe God can heal. It's easier to do something else. Amen. We complain about it, talk about it, but we don't call for prayer. It's interesting today. Brother Pilot and I had just got home. We hadn't been home very long, and he told me today. He said, "You need to go to bed and get some rest." And so, after he told me that two or three times, well, we went home and I was going to go to bed. Took some Ester C vitamin whatever. Hadn't been home long, the phone rang. You listen to this. Kara Tibbetts was calling me, asking me to come and pray for her husband and her three boys. And she don't even have the Holy Ghost. And I told her, I said, "Kara, I'm just getting ready to go to bed. And I said, why don't you call Brother Sparks?" And she did. She called him and he went over there and prayed for all of them and prayed for her too. She wanted prayer. And when it was all over, she was crying. Tears. Amen. I went in and went to bed. And I stayed in bed and slept under a heat blanket there until my wife called me for supper. And I felt better when I got up, but I was running chills this afternoon. And I don't like being sick. But why is all this happening to us? As the elder said, is the Lord just waiting to see what we're going to do? Made himself available. Amen, amen. Oh, let's pray.
Oh, Lord, we pray. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, the touch today. Lord, in the Holy Ghost, oh, God, today. In Jesus' name, oh, Lord, totally. So greatly remove this sickness. In Jesus' name. Lord, my God, in Jesus' name. Heal, Lord, virtue, Lord, the flow. God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God be the glory. God be the glory.